The Twins going for a season-best fifth consecutive win, taking on the Brewers at Miller Park. Dietrich Enns making his big league debut on the hill for Minnesota. Pick it up second inning, no score. Byron Buxton facing Zach Davies.
Base hit right field. Sano will score, Rosario holding, and Buxton on the first pitch drives in the game's first run. Down the right field line. That'll drop for a hit. Buxton got a great read. He'll get at least third base. Polanco with another hit against Milwaukee. And the Twins start the second inning with four hits.
Well, he's made some mechanical adjustments, has Jorge Polanco at the plate, to get back to where he was. But even as importantly, taking that first strike, which was a tough pitch, and then getting this ball out over the plate. Watch where this pitch is, right in the middle, out a little bit. It was a changeup, but it was high enough that he could get the big end of the bat to it. So his pitch selection of the balls he's swinging at, 100% better than when he was slumping.
Bucks is still ahead 2-1. And here it comes. He grounds one left side and through, base hit left center. Sano rounding third. He will score. Buxton knocks in a second run tonight, and it's 5-1 Twins. Byron punching one on the ground in between the shortstop Arcia and the second base bag, and Miguel scoring easily from second base. And the Twins have a four-run lead here in the third. Kuznets from the stretch, and the 1-0 pitch grounded to third. Sano backhands. He'll step on third for one, throws across two, double play.
Sharply hit, third hit tonight. Castro's going to be waved around, and he'll score. Maurer delivers an RBI single with two out. And the Twins increase the lead to 7-2.
Wow, that's a really, really nice clutch at bat by Joe. They desperately needed to get one of those runs after the starting pitcher put two guys on with nobody out. Then Dozier and Kepler made out. Looked like they're about to get out of it. Joe slapping that ball to the left, getting a run in with two out. And it's a big run it is. As I said, get back up by five runs.
The Twins with a season-best fifth consecutive win as they take out the Brewers 7-2. Byron Buxton, three hits, two RBIs, and two runs scored. The Minnesota bullpen goes 6 2/3 scoreless frames, replacing Dietrich Enns in his big league debut, who lasted 2 1/3 innings. The Brewers, meanwhile, have lost 5 in a row. The Twins, with a season-best fifth consecutive win, manager Paul Molitor spoke after.
You know, it was a really nice start to the trip. You know, we kind of picked up where we left off as far as a couple games at home and got a lot of really good pitching throughout the series, some timely hitting, and we were energized, and you could feel it. I think these guys, are enjoying kind of a little bit of an underdog role here, and we've been able to put together a little run like we talked about before the game, and now we go to Detroit, who a team that's been tough on us this year and last year, so we got a chance to hopefully turn that tide around.
I'm sure you would have liked to see Dietrich Enns go longer than he was able to tonight, but in the time that he was out there, how would you assess it?
I kidded him a little bit about it. He's going to have a little PFP practice tomorrow. It was unfortunate that, he didn't get a good grip on that throw to first base. It changed how that inning unfolded. I thought, given the circumstances, coming over here, a new team, getting promoted, close to home, a lot of family. He did okay. He threw it over. He used all his pitches. Just kind of got away from him a little bit there. He made some nice pitches before the walk, before I took him off. The guy fouled off some good pitches. But it was just kind of one of those situations where I thought I needed to make a move there to try to minimize the damage and protect the lead that we had built over the first couple of innings. But we're going to, figure out how to proceed. As far as his situation is concerned, we have some options, obviously, and probably going to sleep on it and see what we come up with tomorrow.
You might not need a start. You don't need a fifth starter until next Saturday, so you have some legal room there.
That's correct.
Yeah. But you might have another use for him in a long relief or something.
In thinking about that here in the last 10 minutes, it's one of those things that I'm not sure exactly where his pitches ended up, between 50 and 60, right? So, outside chance, maybe Sunday, but, I wouldn't probably want to use him too much into the Cleveland series because I'd like to at least have his normal 4 days without pitching before if that Saturday comes up for him.
Getting zeros from Buznitz and Presley, yeah, how big was that?
I'm not sure. My feel is that these guys out there understand that it's – you're not sure where you're going to get when you're getting a call, but they're kind of I think they're taking that as a little bit of a challenge to step up, whether it's in the third inning or it's in the seventh or the ninth. And you know, they've all been pitching well. Bucinet's, you know, you don't pitch for 9 days, 10 days, and you come out there and you throw the ball the way he did. I thought that was impressive, and it was a big stage of the game for us to put some zeros in the middle innings.
Byron Buxton, a huge game with 3 hits, 2 RBIs, and 2 runs scored. He talked to the media after the game.
You know, we just came out here and played our game. We tried not to go out there and do too much. We knew this game was a big game for us, you know, and we wanted to go out there and do what we could to get a win.
You had a nice night at the plate, 3 hits, couple of runs driven in. What was key to the success tonight?
Just letting the ball come to me. I'm letting it travel a little bit and trusting myself that I can hit the ball the other way.
A win like this might not happen if it weren't for the efforts of the bullpen to come in and pitch nearly flawlessly. How impressive were they tonight?
Tremendous. You know, that's what it takes. You know, a guy first starting off and, you know, kind of up there a little bit nervous, and the bullpen comes in and shut him down. You know, that's backing us up and picking each other up.
It was just about a week ago you guys were coming off a really tough road trip. Things were not going well. Now all of a sudden you're just a game out of that wild card spot. What does that mean to you, and how impressed are you with what your team has done over the last few days?
It's amazing. You know, we kind of got that hunger and that chip on our shoulder to keep going out there and getting those W's. So we just got to keep going out there and playing Twins baseball.
Up next, the Twins begin a series on the road against the Tigers on Friday.